NXY.
Morning, David.
NC9B. Bubble. Coming through the cattle chute.
Well, that cattle chute. Yeah, out there on the big highway, it can get a little bit scary for me. If I can dodge that road, I take a different one. But good to hear you in here. Maybe some of the rest of the guys will be along directly.
Sure they will. Hopefully everybody will be doing well. Yeah, this is an interesting little thing over here. They got the construction going on. And unfortunately, you know, you either got to take I-26 or you got to take 25. No other way to get there from here. But, man, it was snowing good at the house when I left. I guess we got about a half inch of snow up there. And that surprised me. I didn't think we were supposed to get any. But coming out here, it's all clear. Once you come down the hill, there's no snow. No rain or anything.
Weather person was saying a little while ago that there was snow in northern Greenville County. Yes, it's kind of funny the weather can be different in this county. I'm in the far southern part of it, and it takes me a good over an hour to get up to Traveler's Rest.
There's a big difference, sir. There's a big difference coming from my house. Yeah, it's snowing good and hardy there. And I came down the hill off of once you come off Sugarloaf Mountain, you turn on this road called Gilliam Mountain Road. Once you come down Gilliam Mountain, it's got a sharp drop. But it's, I don't know, 800, 900 feet drop. Once you drop that, it really cuts off and it tapers down quickly on the snow totals anyway.
You snowed in up there or ice storm, anything keep you from being able to get out?
Yeah, back when I was in the law enforcement, there was a couple times you don't get to call out. You got to go to work. But there's been a couple times I've had to walk from my house down to the mailboxes, which is probably about half a mile, three quarters of a mile, maybe. It's a good little hike. And having to do that, I had to walk out a couple times. One time, I couldn't even make it back home. It snowed so much, I couldn't get up the hill. Stopped at the fire department down there in Debbieville, and they tried to get me up there. We ended up getting stuck. So I said, sorry, can't get you home. So I had to sleep in my cruiser at the garage overnight until my next 12-hour shift. I worked that next 12-hour shift, and then I was able to get up the hill, and I got it up just past the mailboxes and got stuck. Then I had to walk the rest of the way back home. And I left my cruiser there until it thawed out.
First moved to here about 25 years ago. It got right muddy out in the front yard, and we had a big old conversion van, and got that sucker stuck out there in the mud. And oh, it was a pain getting it out.
Learned a long time ago, if you catch the snow when it first comes down, it's a whole lot easier to get it off the road. So that's what I did this last snow we had. So we ended up getting, 8-10 inches. I don't remember what they said it was. But I plowed the road during that. After I got about 2 or 3 inches on the road, I started plowing the road. Got it cleared all the way up to the church, and we were able to get out no problems. The sun came out one day, and before I had plowed, it would dry it all up. So you had snow on both sides of the road, but where I had plowed, it was bone dry. So worked out really well. So that's what I've come to do every time it starts snowing real heavy, because I hate EMS or somebody have a medical emergency up there and they won't be able to get in.
Yeah, my medical emergencies, my health ain't the greatest. And I guess about a month back, I tripped and fell and had to get the fire department. wake me up. Kind of tells you how old and feeble I'm getting to be. But anyway, they're having a pretty nasty storm in the northeast. Downright blizzard conditions. High winds and all up and down the 95 corridor, I think they said. It's much better off down here in South Carolina than I would be in New York City.
Oh yeah, I heard Ma'am Danny's got New York City locked down. No travel unless it's emergency. And I know Shane, and for ZLK, his wife is somewhere up north. I wouldn't want to be up at this time, especially, she drove up, apparently. So she'll be driving back. I don't know how that's going to go. It's C9B.
Heard him say yesterday she's supposed to be coming back Tuesday, so, if she's driving back, need to be real careful. Of course, I saw something about a Delta flight that had engine trouble yesterday and had to turn around and come back and land. And so, just never know, you can have car trouble or the plane can have trouble or a little movie. I remember Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That was a good one.
I've seen a bunch of movies since then. I can't even remember what that movie was about, but if it'll go wrong, Murphy's Law, if it'll go wrong, it will go wrong. So just a matter of timing. Hopefully it's I've had some interesting situations. I probably saved a guy's life one time in Charleston when it snowed. It was freezing cold, and this guy had a bad habit of just going around in shorts and a t-shirt everywhere he went. And it's been a little snowstorm, which you don't get in Charleston. And he had got stuck somewhere, and it was about to freeze to death. I just happened to be riding by and saw him, and man, he was about frozen. Finally got him in my car, got him all warmed up and everything, and took him home. So we got to be back in your car later. But, and you talk about falling and not being able to get up. I've been on a lot of those. People don't realize getting older is not for the feeble.
Yeah, we were out and about yesterday, and I had on a lightweight jacket, and I was thinking I needed to have something on a little bit heavier, because that wind is just cutting through you. And the girl saying it's going to do it again today. It's pretty chilly out there right now. Pretty heavy wind.
Took the daughter to work yesterday, and the wife did the same thing. She didn't dress appropriately for the weather. She was fine in the car, but what if the car breaks down? You never know. But luckily it didn't. We were just fine.
Pretty fortunate with the cars. Haven't had any car trouble, but I try and keep them maintained. If it's, I don't do a whole lot to them myself. They done got too complicated. The days of taking a dime and gapping the points and throwing some plugs in, those are gone. They got coil packs and all kind of things I really don't want to try and deal with. But anyway, KF4NXY.
Pop it in there shortly. Yeah, I think I need probably to swap out the spark plugs of my diesel truck here. What do you think?
I found myself a pretty good mechanic to do the plugs and if I need a water pump or a distributor, those kind of things anymore. When I was a kid, I had a Mustang with a 6-cylinder motor and needed a water pump, so I took the old one off, was putting a new one in, and rung off a bolt, used it to ease out, try and fix it, and still couldn't get it right. So that's kind of said, okay, I'm not doing this no more. I'm going to find somebody else to work on stuff when I'm doing more damage than good. It's time to, you know, pass it on to somebody that knows what they're doing.
When you need somebody like Patrick in your back pocket. I know Patrick gets hit up all the time for mechanical questions. And I know my son tried to pick his brain one time. Yeah. I like to keep mine maintained. I figured out it's a lot easier to keep it maintained when it's nice and warm and comfortable out. Well, you got somewhere nice and warm and dry where you can do it. Then you got the proper tools sitting there right beside you. It's hard to do that stuff alongside the road. So I've been thinking that right before you brought this conversation up. I was thinking about I need to change the hoses and the belts on my truck here. Just turned over 91,000 miles on it, so about time to start thinking of changing those and changing some transmission fluids and transaxle fluids and get all that stuff done. NC9B.
Jiffy Lube when I was much younger, and a little funny story here. We were told, try to remember if it's a woman customer, ask if she wants the transaxle fluid changed, not if she wants the rear end fluid changed.
Double charge, extra money.
It's all a matter of how you phrase things sometimes. You get a reaction there you don't want to get.
Right now, to get some blinker fluid.
I heard about that on this repeater, so some guys pulled that on the girlfriend, and I told my wife about it, and she said I would have killed them.
Somebody be interested in my wife every now and then. Yeah, she asked me which one's the hot sauce. You know, you got a Mexican restaurant. Which sauce is the hot one? And I'll point to the bomb one. So she'll go to the hot one and get in, and she'll slap me. One day we went to her aunt's down in, she had an aunt that lived in Pooler, Georgia, right out of the side of Savannah. And her aunt had grown some hot peppers. And she says, I've got one out there that you won't try. And I said, oh, you know, you say won't. Watch this. So I tried it. Ooh, that's hot. So my wife said, I bet you $20 you won't eat that one. She ate it. She suffered for that. That was the best $20 I ever spent.
Those hot peppers can be something else. It's something called the Carolina Reaper, I think. And I don't care to bite into something that hot. Like some spicy food. There's a little Mexican restaurant just down the road from us. They got pretty good food, and you know, and it's kind of spicy, and I like it, but don't want to get into the, you know, they bring the chips and the sauce, and so we always get the mild stuff.
Younger day, I used to do the hot sauce. I don't do it so much anymore. I know the guy, I think I was talking about rescued his life down there in Charleston. He was a fireman, and they do a lot of cooking. And if you're in Charleston, you do a lot of shrimping, so they always do shrimp gumbo, shrimp creole, and this guy can make some shrimp creole, let me tell you. Oh, my goodness. Nice, just the right amount of spice to it and everything. Ooh, it was good Cajun, let me tell you.
That kind of cooking, I actually make a really good, I think, low country boil. I know the right amount of old bay seasoning to use. I don't use too much, and I don't use too little. And I throw other spices into the pot, and I think it comes out pretty good. But I don't know. I may be bragging on myself, I guess.
Yeah, I like some good food now. My wife is a mean cook. And, yeah, you probably like that fire bin. He makes mean shrimp trio, so, yeah. I like some cooking. Where's Ken at? Ken, you out there yet?
KFW, just sandbagging here. Good morning, guys.
KO4CM,
y'all, NC9B.
4NXY.
That's all right, double with you, David. Let's just say good morning, guys. Hope we all have a good morning. NC9B.
Gentlemen, now y'all got me wanting a low country bowl or something.
Yeah, and I make a pretty good low country bowl.
Time you put shrimp, vegetables, crab, you name it. Put it all together. It's good.
A plate of food if you do it right.
It's good to make good food. Can you make some reservations yet at the campground?
Down there at Stone Mountain. I just got to figure out the if the campground pass gets me into the park, and then I got to order my tickets for the 4th of July celebration.
I think you and another guy do a good bit of camping. I've been looking at campers online and want to pick y'all's brain sometime about what's a good one and what's not a good one.
Just kind of hit and miss and what you prefer. I know my wife likes a open floor plan, so we get something that's, you know, open in the center. I don't get anything over about 25 feet, only because it's, you can just about find a spot to fit a 25-footer, but if you get like a 30-footer or whatever, it's really hard to find a spot sometimes.
Information to know, I'll definitely keep that in mind.
Whatever fits in your budget and the floor plan you like, because I'll be honest, most of them I've been in, there's always some little thing where, you know, they're cutting corners to manufacture it, and you got to go back behind them and, you know, put some glue or nails or something in it. You know, I don't think I've had a camper yet that I haven't worked on at least a little bit.
That's a true statement there.
Where the bed folds up into the, you know, it folds up into the nose, and then there's a couch, you know, that's right there under it. That way, you don't have a lot of waste and space taken up with your bed.
Yeah, keep that in mind, too.
Thing is, like, ours has a slide, but everything is accessible with the slide in. So, like, if I pull up in the rest area, we can go in there and, you know, make a sandwich and that, because you could still use everything with the slide. Not all campers can you access everything with the slide in.
Not sure I understand what slide means. I mean, you're talking about like being able to have, you know, storage doors on the outside that you can put stuff under the, you know, or elaborate a little bit.
Hey, where my like dining room table is, I just push a button and it slides that whole room out about, I don't know, 3.5-4 feet.
Yeah, I've seen them online like that. Some of them's got one slide, and some of them's got two slides.
Mine has three slides, which, in my opinion, is too many. I like one good slide, just a matter of preference, but one slide would do me just fine if I have to have one.
Got three slides, that's... I love it. Don't get me wrong. I got tons of room, but it makes it a pain in the butt to level it out.
We used to go to Myrtle Beach and stay at Lakewood and Powerland campgrounds. I'm pretty sure Lakewood's still down there. You have to get reservations way in advance, or how does that work these days?
Not too bad. That's where we keep our camper. I mean, the further ahead you can plan, obviously you get nicer spots if you're going during the busy season. But, I mean, for the most time, you're tired. You can go anytime you want. You can almost just pick your spots out. I mean, it's not that busy throughout the year. But there's a few times in the year where it gets a little busy.
Get a cup of coffee, and I'll be back in a little while. KF4NXY.
Cup of coffee, Ken. That was almost the perfect double.
I was just saying that if you want to get into State Park, like I was looking at Edisto, and it's like, yeah, that's not happening. Not unless you do the, what's it called, Live Oaks. But damn, you better have some serious mosquito spray.
You talking about doing, Stone Mountain over the 4th. I think I want to do Hartwell. Do Lake Hartwell. Take the boat out and watch the fireworks from the boat.
Man, I heard they usually have a good one down there at the dam, right?
They got several, and they have some on different days. So, you know, if you go down for like a week or a weekend, you can actually take in multiple shows in C9V.
The nation's 250th year, they ought to have some good ones.
Second. We're not forget the Triumphal Arch. Not getting the Triumphal Arch in D.C. that Trump's been pushing.
What's he talking about?
They have the St. Louis Arch, right? They want to do one like that in Washington, D.C.
I've seen the St. Louis one. I haven't went to it, but I've been past it. And I see they get Northeast getting hammered today for snow. They're supposed to get like 20 inches in New York City.
Headed up there.
Clay, his wife went up that way?
Yeah, she's in Pennsylvania. Patrick? Up there. I told her to make sure she leaves it up there. We didn't want any more.
Your house this morning?
I heard of flurries around the area.
Flurries. We got snow. Probably got about a half inch up there.
Me. Sorry, but better you than me.
Getting snow, Patrick.
That would be correct.
Not my fault.
Need to move if y'all want more snow.
I'm happy now. I mean, it can start warming up and I won't be heartbroken. I'm actually ready to start planting my garden.
What to do about my over-the-air TV? You turn the antenna, you know, 10 degrees and I can pick up 21, but you lose 13 and you turn it back the other way and you get 13 and lose 21.
Directional, but I don't know, it won't be quite as good. But, gentlemen, I'm getting off on my exit, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4 CF, and I will be clear on y'all's final. 7-3.
KO4 HG.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4 CFW.
Have a good one, stay safe. NC9B. Andrew, KF4NXY.
Man, Patrick, that coming up there delivering those fuel cans cost me about $200 at that little pet shop.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, Yaesu FTX4 that I bought, I think that's a sweet little ticket for having in my truck. A tractor trailer. Works pretty good.
Well, I'm glad that's working out for you.
Above the head, and it's got the speaker mic with it. It works good. You know, them trucks have that fiberglass shell, so it's not blocking any signals.
note, folks. I'm bored up at work. 73, both y'all. Good to hear y'all live there. Take care, and Dave, get you another cup of coffee. 73, y'all. NC9B.
KN4HX.
73, Leon. Be careful out there. Have a safe day. KN4PFW.
Leon, KN4NXY.
On those campers, I always like to try to make sure I get one that has some kind of ladder to get up onto the roof. That way you can, you know, brush it off and check it out good.
You could probably, you know, having something like that, you can tell if you're going to have any, you know, leak problems.
Another thing I look for is the drain, the, you know, the black water and the gray water. I like for them to both be out, coming out the same pipe. Some of them have a couple of connections, you know, one of them up in the front and one of them in the back, and it's just really inconvenient when you go to hook up.
You've seen some commentary where, you know, it's got a gray water tank and a fresh water tank and some of the motor homes have got, you know, onboard generators, and it's like somebody said a while ago, it's, you know, some of it's what I can afford, and that's I gotta trying to keep it kind of within a certain budget.
And has like on the refrigerator, they used to have them where they were either electric or ran off of propane. But mine runs off of a 12-volt battery, so it makes it real convenient to run it that way.
You got lights and everything you need in the camper if you're somewhere where you can't get electricity right quick.
Don't work on mine without being plugged up is the microwave and the AC. Also, if you get a unit that has two ACs on top of it, then you'll have to have a 50-amp service. Not all the parts have it, but most of them do.
Good information, too. I didn't think about that, but yeah, if you have, you know, if you're running two air conditioners, I bet you do need the 50-amp.
I got they call it a tire management system. It just screws onto the valve stems, and I got a little display up on the dash. But it lets me know the temperature of the tires and the air pressure. That way you can tell if you're overloaded or going too fast or if you're fixing to have an issue.
Yeah, good option to have on it, too.
Nowadays, if you have a blowout on a trailer tire, it's going to really tear up the trailer.
Years ago, I had kind of wound up with the family camper, and I put new tires on it, and the camper was parked right close to the house, and I didn't get the lug nuts tightened good enough, and going up the interstate, the tire come off and slid up under the camper, and I got a fellow to come out and put it back on, and he was sitting on the white line as the traffic went by, so I gave him a good healthy tip for doing that. So my camping trips in the past have had I can tell you a few stories. We had some really nice camping trips, and we had some excitement from time to time.
Probably one of the most relaxing ones I had, we were in a tent down there in Edisto, and it was, I don't know, maybe it was May or something like that, so it wasn't too hot, but I have a really big tent, really big cots, so it was really nice.
He went one time, was at a stove, and took the sister-in-law and her kids, and we had a good trip when we finally I got down there. But on the way down there, we had bought an old Royal Dodge monochrome Brougham specifically for pulling the camper. We let my wife's mother drive it when we weren't using it. Anyway, I didn't have anything done to the transmission, you know, before hooking it to the camper. I should have had an extra water cooler put on it because transmission got hot and burned up. So we wound up in Orangeburg, almost stranded. I pulled the camper into this guy's yard, and he was nice enough to let us leave it there while we had somebody come and get the car and rebuild the transmission. And I had to get my father-in-law to come down and get us and come back home and wait on to get the car fixed. So that was one of them exciting trips. But like I said, after got everything fixed, we were able to get on down to Edisto, and it is very nice down there.
For TFW. Yeah, when I'm pulling, I never go over 60. That way the tires don't get hot, and I just go on down the road. I ain't trying to pass a bunch of people because, you know, a lot of those trailer tires are only rated for like 70 miles an hour, and they'll come apart for sure.
No, too. When I graduated high school, I hooked that camper up to the family station wagon and took it to Myrtle Beach. And the problem that time was, nobody at the beach wanted to let a bunch of kids come in the campground without adults. And, you know, we were, you know, 18 years old, but they still didn't really want to do that. So we stayed at Spring Maid Campground, and it was at the end of the runway for Myrtle Beach Air Force Base. And when them planes would come in, you could see the pilots. You know, you could wave at them. So that was another interesting trip. So, but that was a good one. I enjoyed that one. I thoroughly enjoyed it when I was a child. And we just had a little pop-up camper. And, you know, we'd take off to Myrtle Beach and stay there for about a week at Lakewood or Pirateland.
And I'll probably try to do at least one beach trip this year, but plan on trying to do some local lakes, you know, either go down to Murray or Hartwell or something like that, just to kill some time and get away. KN4TFW.
That too. Lake Russell's got a campground and other state parks fairly close. You still there, Patrick? KF4NXY.
I'm still here, David.
I don't want to leave you out of the conversation. Come on in.
It's on the camper, so don't have much to input on that. Worked on a bunch of them, but never owned one.
About maybe going up to Kentucky to see the grandkids for Easter, but I won't drag my camper up there. I'll just get and drive a cabin. That's a KOA problem.
I set up in April to go to Lake Russell State Park and stay a few nights.
My trip's planned right now. They're trying to get me to go on one this weekend for North Carolina's, South Carolina's CUSO party, but I don't know. I don't have a camper.
Be doing a CUSO party yet?
I'm Franklin, North Carolina, but that's probably hour and a half north of me.
Yeah, Franklin, I think. I don't remember a whole lot about the trip. It seemed like there was a place up there that had gemstones, and that was kind of what we would check out when we were up that way.
stuff like that up there. There's old gem mine. I think there's old gold mine up that way, too, for painting around gold.
Knew a guy lived down here near me before he passed away. He liked to go and pan for gold.
You get a camper, you want to make sure you get one of those, they call it a backup camera, but really it's a rear view camera, and I have a display that I stick on the windshield, and it lets me see everything behind me going down the road, and that is really convenient.
A little unnerving, pulling a camper years ago when, I couldn't see good enough to suit me. I had, sometimes I would put external mirrors on the car, but that's good. The backup camera deal is a good idea.
Mine is it's tied into the trailer light, so you just turn on the trailer lights, and now you have like a rear view mirror right up on the dash. I mean, it works really good. I can tell if somebody's behind me or coming up beside me, or if I pass them far enough to get over, so it's nice.
It's good that they're making things a little bit safer.
Truck or whatever you're going to pull it with have trailer brakes?
Tundra with a 5.7 motor, and it could pull a 25-foot, I'm pretty sure, without a whole lot of trouble.
Weight on mine's like 5,000 pounds, so it's not too bad. But mine's a little bit tall, but I like the extra ground clearance.
Those trailer hitch things on there that I can raise the ball up and down if I need to make the boat level or whatever I'm pulling.
Important thing for the trailer tires is to be level. If it's heavy in the front, tilted down, man, it puts a lot of extra wear and tear on those tires. And if you get one like that has tandem axles, I like the wheels close because it's not as bad on the tires. If they're spread pretty far apart, they say they're really bad on the tires, but I've never had one like that.
Yeah, that's what I like about my pontoon. I've got a fairly new trailer, but haven't had it out in a while. I need to get that boat in the water. Weather ain't gonna cooperate for a little while, but it'll get nice again.
Flurrying up here right now.
It's snowing, man. It's unreal. But I've seen high storms in March in this state.
To 93 up here in March, so it's still not out of winter weather range.
I think the official changing of the seasons will be March 21st, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Me too. Can't get here soon enough.
I'll get back to my cup of coffee. Y'all have a good morning, and maybe catch you in here this afternoon sometime. KF4 NXY.
Stay warm, you and Miss Marie, KO4HKX.
Have a good day, and I'm going to check out to you, Patrick, because I'm rolling down to the gate. So you have a safe day out there, and tell Elise we said hey, and we'll catch you guys later, KN4GFW.
Hey, Dave, it was good to see you and Susan there, even briefly Sunday, or Saturday, I mean. But take care, stay warm today, KO4HKX. Clear.
SWJ, good morning, and 7-3 to everybody who's leaving.
Got
KN4TF. KO4HKX, I'll be hanging around, but everybody else is clear now.
Morning all, this is KR4IUB, mobile.
KR.
KO4IUB. This is KO4HKX. Patrick on this end.
Lenny on this end. Still new to ham, so I do a lot of listening, but driving home now, testing out new radio.
Yeah, there's a group of us in here about every morning. Join in as often as you can.
Well, pleasure to be here. Had a long night at work. It was cold out. Seems like it got colder and colder every minute out there, but doing well now. Going to get some sleep.
Rest, and yeah, it's, I think the high up here today is only 30 degrees, so we're not even going to get above freezing today.
Heard talk about snow down here. I'm over here between Clemson and Easley right now, and it's still cold, but I'm hoping no snow.
And up here where I'm at now, I'm outside of Brevard, North Carolina, just south of the DuPont State Forest, if you know where it's at, or just north of it to you. So it's flurrying here, not anything to worry about, but just another nuisance.
That I grew up in Ohio, so I'm used to snow, but got used to the warm down here, so I like not the cold anymore. But anytime it snows in this area, it seems like they shut everything down, so that's always something to be irritated by.
They just don't have the manpower or the equipment to deal with the snow like they do up north, so it's just a whole different ball game.
Yeah, I understand it. I just it's just something to get used to.
Greenville has like one snowplow, and that's it. I forget what they call it. They've got a name for it, though.
Self, like they gave it a special name. I'm not familiar with it.
They had a newspaper article about it, and they gave it a special name. I can't remember what the name of it is. Old something, but they have like one dump truck plow that can throw out salt, sand, and plow at the same time for the whole city of Greenville.
Pretty cool. I like that.
When they get major snow down there, it's probably about all you need.
Your people on the side of the road, like, smiling and pointing at it when they see it. It's so rare.
Almost a train or something like that with, you know, big eyeballs and a smiling face as it rolls around town, you know.
A local celebrity. I'm going to have to look that up when I get home. That's pretty cool.
Just enough up here when you see lights off in the distance. It just looks like there's a haze in front of it, but you can barely see it while you're out here driving yourself.
How are the roads looking up there? Are they still pretty safe? Nothing sticking to them yet, are they?
No, nothing's sticking to the roads right now. They're still too warm, and it's not snowing hard enough to wet them, so I think we'll be all right.
Here, so none of that ice that we had a few weeks ago, that was intense, but glad that's gone.
That, I don't want no more to do with that. But gentlemen, I'm going to jump out here for just a minute, and I'll be right back. Y'all carry on. KO4HKX.
I had to look up that name of that snowplow, but they've evidently replaced it now. It didn't say the name. They have 6 brand new snowplow trucks now, apparently, in the city of Greenville.
That's sad. Hopefully they maybe put it in like a museum or put it on display somewhere. Actually getting kind of close to home myself. I might have to hop off here at the moment. I'll probably be monitoring a little bit, but just coming up on downtown Easley and traffic gets kind of weird sometimes. KR4IUB, monitoring.
Have a good day and get some rest and into SWJ monitoring.
Grace Kicks, I'm back, guys. All righty, Scott.
For traffic. taken easily and said he was going to clear out. But he said he was still monitoring for a little bit. So he may chime in, may not.
He needs to pay attention to that traffic down there for sure. I'm glad I don't have to deal with that as much anymore. Traffic is not a huge problem up here.
That is a problem between my bedroom and my office.
If it is, then it's an enjoyable traffic, right?
Run into kids getting ready for school, but, you know, they clear out pretty quick. Good day. First day back after a week and a half off. Always a day.
Somebody stored up for you while you were gone so you can work through it. Sometimes you wonder if it's worth taking time off when you come back, right?
Definitely the case. I am just waiting. I mean, I've got a pile of emails to go through, and I am just waiting to see what they hit me with as soon as I sign into chat.
It's not too much, but you know it probably will be quite a bit after a week and a half off.
Nice and relaxing. Got to play with radios and, you know, all kinds of fun stuff like that. So it was good and relaxing.
Where did you just stay around the house?
And did the hamcation thing, and then visited my daughter at college, and went to Epcot, and just hung around my parents' house in Florida for the week.
Good time, just a leisurely stroll through a couple things you want to do instead of mad dash, got to get here, got to do this. Yeah, that vacations like that were never interesting to me.
Dash, super full itinerary things, those things can be more stressful than work.
It's usually a good test of a family communication too.
That is. One of my children's calling.
Roger that. KO4HKX. Standing by.
R4IUB. I made it through the traffic. It's just a weird spot in Easley that there's always about half the people are in a very big hurry and it's weaving in and out. But I made it safe. Heading down my road right now. I'm going to pull in for some rest.
You made it. And you had to be on 123 right there in front of Walmart and all that. That section's crazy through there sometimes. But good to hear you this morning. Get you some rest, and we'll talk to you on down the line. KO4HK.
Close to the area right there, you're thinking. Yep. Great talking to you guys. Nice to meet you, and I won't be a stranger. Appreciate it. KR4, IUB, out.
73C. And to SWJ.
AB2HXS. What you doing up so early?
Oh, I'm always up this early. I get up at like 6 in the morning. It depends on what time the cats wake us up. Did you get any of that snow up there?
He's right now.
New York is going to get bombed. He's supposed to get us like 30 inches.
Storm, but make sure he keeps it up there.
He's trying to move down here, but, you know, just getting a little opposition from the wife. All right, well, I'll let you guys talk. I just want to pop in there for a minute and see if you got flurries. We're not getting anything here but the cold and a little bit of wind, so I'll catch you later, Patrick, KB2HXS.
You and Miss Sally have a great day and stay warm. Supposed to high up here is only 30 degrees today, KO4HKX.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be 39 or so here. So, yeah, I got a couple of calls I got to get to today. Brr, brr. All right, I'll catch you later. KB2HXS, listen out.
I was drinking a little too early today. I'm already hiccuping.
Well, with what you got looking forward to, I could understand why you would start drinking early.
This weekend?
Breakfast up here for a group of us. Get together and hang out at the Ingles over in Hendersonville, talk about radio, and there's a testing session going on. So there was quite a few of us there this past Saturday. It's probably Oh, between 30 or so of us there.
Oh, fine.
We're HGX. Yeah, we have a pretty good time. We, you know, get a couple of us get there anywhere from 7 to... The testing starts at 9, so we'll get there anywhere from 7 to 12 and just kind of pass through and hang out and share experiences with radio, help each other. We'll plan, you know, if somebody's having a problem, we communicate and we'll try to plan to get together and help each other out. We do it every third Saturday of the month.
Love one day.
Yeah. Love to have you. Always, like I said, most always a good group of us. I'm sure here during the summertime it'll wean off a little bit because people can go and do their own thing. But during the wintertime when you got nothing else to do and too cold to be outside, there's always a good group over there.
Bunch of people from the radio.
People up my way, but you're still a good group of guys, and some of them come on the 610 here and join in from the time to time. But most of them hang out over on the 6-4 or the Western North Carolina DMR. There's a network of repeaters that cover Western North Carolina that we all use.
Anytone DMR handy talkie that I gotta learn how to use. There's not much digital down here, Greenville way.
A bit of it down there is just nobody uses it. There's lots of DMR repeaters. That's what I used to, when I was running my tool route, I'd monitor them and nobody's ever on them even when you try. So, but up here there's a dedicated network and a group of us that are on it, you know, somebody's on there all day long. Where you're at in Greer, or Taylor's area, you might actually be able to get into the Hendersonville repeater with a mobile. I don't know if you can make it with the HT. I never tried.
Caesar's Head, WR4SC DMR here in Greenville.
TRN network for the South Carolina Heart. There's quite a bit of DMR in there. South Carolina Heart, you got to be careful on the weekends. It's all linked together, but during the week it's not. So it's just a standalone repeater. I'm here at work, so I'm gonna jump out. Good to talk to you this morning. I hope things are not too terribly bad for you this morning, since it's your first day back from vacation. But I hope it's a productive day. So, but I'm gonna jump out. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final 7-3.
Have a good day, man, and talk to you later. N2SWJ, clear.
SWJKF4NXY.
This is N2SWJ.
Pretty good, Scott. I know, you know, with your HOA and everything, you said you really couldn't do nothing with that antenna, but I wound up with that antenna. I did some trading with the guy that had it, and I don't think I'm ever going to do anything with it. And if you want to come get it or me meet you somewhere, or I'll load it up in my truck and bring it to you, because, like I say, I just got it sitting out in the yard, and, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to go to the expense and trouble of putting it up on the tower.
Where I would put it right now, how big is it to store?
It's in sections right now, and I just got it, you know, laying on the ground out there behind the garage. You know, you could just, I don't know, you know, lay it up close to the house till you got somewhere where you could actually put it up in the air. You don't think about it for a few days, and you don't have to, you know, commit to it one way or the other today.
Yeah, Let me think about it and see what I can come up with. And I'll get back to you, Dave. I'm not sure right now, but let me think about it and talk to the wife and everything.